Aliens and Chupas, Conspiracies and Troopas, AboveTopSecret.com. Member Podcast.
We interrupt this podcast for an important news bulletin. The world is heating up. Temperatures are rising. Glaciers are melting. People are dying. There's no time left. And time is running out. It's already too late. So we must act now. The blame falls squarely on greedy corporations, who are now the only ones who can save us by installing expensive new equipment in every factory in the world. What's that? Folks, the temperature is rising here in the studio. I need to loosen my tie. Oh, wait, I need to get out. Too hot. Must turn on air conditioner. No, no. Oh, the humanity!
It's magic time.
Welcome to the world of magic. I'm your host, Magic. That's M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. Global warming. Depending on who you ask, it's either the greatest crisis facing mankind or a scam based on junk science. Which is it? Perhaps neither. Perhaps both. Personally, I haven't seen enough evidence to be convinced that global warming is actually taking place. Climatic patterns are incredibly complex. And if people could accurately predict the weather, then there would be no controversy at all. But I'm not here to talk about whether global warming is real or not. As a conspiracy theorist, my interest is focused on a related but different topic, the global warming scare. I may not know much about weather patterns, but I know a propaganda-driven scare when I see one. And in the case of global warming, the fear factor is through the roof. And the raft of obvious junk science that has come out as so-called proof of global warming, or proof that it isn't occurring, makes me naturally skeptical. When I see people trying to scare other people, I get suspicious. People who are afraid don't think rationally. When the adrenaline is pumping, that's not the time to make important decisions other than whether to fight or run away. Those who seek to manipulate other people know this, which is why fear is the number one tool despots use to control their subjects. So are those who promote the global warming scare doing so for the good of mankind or for other less noble reasons? I think it is a combination of both. There are people who are genuinely afraid of what global warming means and want to share that fear to motivate others to do something about it. They are true believers, and once the leap of faith that global warming is real has been made, it is almost impossible for them to turn back. And then there are those who don't know or care, but want people to fear global warming for different reasons. They are those who stand to profit from global warming, and make no mistake, global warming is big business. The cost of proposals already bandied about is already well into the billions, and over time could easily move into the trillions. Changing the way energy is used by the entire world is not a minor task. The important thing to remember about cost is this. The cost represents what will need to be paid to somebody to make these changes. And the people who will be receiving that money will be those who control the market for industrial technologies. In other words, the dreaded multinational corporations. Many global warming advocates wave off the monstrous costs of the programs they insist on making legally mandatory, as if trillions of dollars in costs are meaningless. After all, how can we put a price on the future of the Earth? The answer is that the people who will be paid to make these changes are putting a price on the future of the Earth. And with no guarantees whatsoever that any of these conversions will actually do anything to positively affect global climate patterns at all. Make no mistake, whether global warming is real or not, there are trillions of dollars to be made, and money is what brings out the hucksters like flies to sugar. Some global warming advocates point to the fact that many multinationals, like oil companies, are sponsoring anti-global warming studies, which appears to be true. What seems to be forgotten is that other multinationals are sponsoring pro-global warming studies. But the real misdirection comes in asserting that corporations will pay for any of this. They will not, but their customers will. Corporations pass their costs onto their customers. Otherwise, they would go out of business. If global warming proponents have their way, we won't have a choice. We will be forced to pay for all this through taxation and higher prices for the products those multinational corporations produce. In the current climate surrounding the global warming debate, truth is scarce and lies are common. My recommendation is to avoid being caught up in the hype, pro or con, and keep an open mind. If global warming is real, it didn't happen overnight. And even if everyone in the world agreed that something needs to be done about it, actually doing it will take decades. And if the wrong measures are taken, not only won't the problem be solved, but it could even be made worse. Meanwhile, if global warming is not real, then the world stands to spend trillions of dollars needlessly, and again, may make things worse, or even make new problems where none existed before. What is needed are facts, not propaganda or innuendo, and reliable facts are in very short supply. It is no coincidence that as climatology has come into its own, global warming theory emerged along with it. When examining the claims of an emerging science, it is important to remember that science can be wrong. More poignantly, junk science masquerading as science is almost always wrong. The current environment is loaded with conflicting and irrational claims. If polar ice melts, it's proof of global warming. If it thickens, that could also be proof of global warming. No matter what happens, it's proof of global warming. I can't be the only person who sees the fallacy in this. Meanwhile, local weather changes are being hailed as proof of global patterns, or as I call it, think locally, act globally. This mentality is rampant in the global warming debate. The worst drought in 50 years is only that, the worst drought in 50 years. That means 50 years ago, the drought was just as bad. Worst flood in a century? Guess what happened a century ago? These things are not proof of global warming, but are presented as proof anyway, or evidence of it, despite the fact that the evidence proves only that weather is cyclic. As the drumbeat grows louder, the song becomes more hysterical. Obvious facts are being overlooked as emotion triumphs over reason, and this sort of nonsense is becoming more common as media outlets hop on the bandwagon and assert global warming theory as if it had already been proven. Global warming causes earthquakes. Global warming is turning Europe into either a desert or an Arctic wasteland. Take your pick. Global warming is killing whales. Global warming is causing an increase in teen pregnancy. No connection is too absurd to supposedly prove global warming is real, or at least frighten people to the point where proof becomes unnecessary. Is global warming real? I honestly don't know, but the full-court press to scare the public is very real, and I've learned that when someone is trying to scare me, it is rarely for my own good. Fear will not save the world. The truth just might. But first, we need to find it. And that, my friends, is a pursuit that has no end. For more information on global warming, be sure to visit the Fragile Earth Forum on AboveTopSecret.com. This has been another edition of The World of Magic, brought to you by the AboveTopSecret.com member podcast network. Until next time, remember this. To know the truth, you must be able to recognize it when you see it. Be well, friends.